had that, and a cantaloupe.
What was the other?
Cantaloupe, like you body know around cantaloupe. Some folks raised them a little bit.
Was the other one, did people call that a musk melon or a mush melon?
Musk.
No, it didn't have no
canine
in
here. It smelled, huh?
One musk melon.
What was it?
I thought it was mush, like in USA.
Mush?
In US. Musk melon.
I thought it was musk because it had a scent to it. I don't know.
Mm. It must have been in US melon, one in USK.
Mush? Why would they call it mush? Huh?
He said mush or musk in
USK.
He thought it was musk melon.
In USK is what I thought it was.
I don't think so. I think it's in
USH. Huh?
Musk, I thought that was something
that
smelled bad.
That was a scent, but I don't know what you'd call it.
It smelled bad. It smelled good, like cantaloupe.
Why would they call it a mush?
I don't know.
I don't think they call it mush melon. But it smelled loud. It had a loud scent to it.
It
didn't smell bad, but it was a loud scent. But I don't know what to call it.
Okay. What about, do many berries grow around here?
We have blackberries, some dewberries, and huckleberries, pokeberries. Pokeberries.
What is that?
Well, they have what they call a wild weed grow here in the spring that they eat it. They call it poke salad. But if you don't know how to cook it, it's poison.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. And it grows a deep blue berry that people, I don't know, they have put poke berry poultices on different things or something other like that. Old time ism, you know.
Right.
But I never have eaten any pork salad, but my daddy loved it well, but I was scared of it.
Mm-hmm. Any strawberries around here?
There's some strawberries growing around here, but not too many.
I see.
Very few.
Yes, my home is not growing up in the commercial.
I see. Raspberries?
No raspberries.
You were telling me about the buildings around the farm. Did you ever have anything called a crib for your corn?
Well, that's a barn or a crib.
Same thing?
I don't know the difference.
Really?
We call it a corn barn. We call it a corn crib, but we call it a barn. Mm-hmm. If we just leave off, when we say corn, we say corn crib. But a lot of people would have got to where they would make a small building for corn, different to what the barn was, because they could control the rats a little bit better there than they could, and they called it a corn crib. I don't know. That's old. I think when they were small back in pioneer days, it was cribs, and then when some fella got a pretty good size, he built them a big one, he had to call it a barn.
I see. We had
smokehouse. You know,
we
smoked
smoke
meat.
Out.
Smoke house.
Yeah.
Often
house. Right. Now, they didn't go in there and smoke cigarettes for the back.
Smoked meat.
Right.
Well, now, I ring these pot smokers, how called smoke house, they go into smoke.
Yeah, I guess so. Were there special buildings where you kept the animals inside, or was that just
a barn?
Just a barn.
Lot.
Mm-hmm.
I wish to call them corrals, but they're lots here. Yeah. And these mostly have stalls for your cow or mule and some oxen.